Om Shanti. This is the first in a series of four on accurate remembrance. Baba often tells us to pay more attention to yoga, that we are weak in our yoga, that there should be more attention to remembrance, and also attention on accurate remembrance. So in this series, we will aim to explore this topic of accurate remembrance, and we will take up the different things that Baba tells us to remember. For example, there is the remembrance of the true self, the soul. There is the remembrance of the home, Paramdham. There is the remembrance of the family of souls. There is the remembrance of the Supreme Father. And there is also remembrance of drama, in the sense that we need to understand drama accurately and have the accurate attitude towards drama. And of course, Baba also tells us that we need to not so much remember Ravan and Maya, but we need to be able to detect Ravan and Maya, to understand accurately what is Ravan and Maya, and to not confuse Ravan or Maya with something that is beneficial for the soul. And so in the session today, we will mainly focus on this remembrance of the true self. And for that, the thought was to first read a passage of an Avyakta Murli from July 17, 1969. Short passage. And Baba was asking you first, what one word should you remember? Not to be so conscious, to create that avyakt stage, what one word should you remember to consider yourself to be a guest? If you consider yourself a guest, you will be able to become the final perfect stage that has been remembered. If you consider yourself a guest, then whilst being in the corporeal form, you will be able to remain in the avyakt stage. A guest does not have any attachment to anyone. We are guests in this body. We are also guests in this world. Since we are guests in this body, then why should we have attachment to the body? You use this body for just a little while. What will you become there if you become a guest here? The more you are a guest here, the greater a master of the world you will be there. You are guests in this world and masters of the new world. The reason you come into the feeling of the corporeal is that you do not consider yourself to be a guest in the body. You do not consider yourself to be a guest in the corporeal world. You feel that you have a right over things, and this is why you have attachment. If you consider yourself a guest, all of these things will finish. And so in this passage, Baba gives a nice insight into what a soul is and what soul consciousness, what that soul conscious experience is. Guest consciousness is an aspect of soul consciousness, and especially whilst the soul is in the drama, whilst the soul is in connection with the body, very useful to hold this awareness of guest. Now, a guest, for example, means one comes and one is aware that one also will go again. There is an exit. A guest is aware of the exit. In body consciousness, the aim is always to not think of death, to avoid this word end. Whilst guest is aware, there is an end to this experience. There is an end to this visit. And that awareness of end makes that you do not go into attachments and all kinds of petty identifications. A guest appreciates, a guest respects, a guest has fun and enjoys the visit. A guest uses the things, but doesn't come into this mine or this illusion of ownership. Because one knows, I've come here and I will go. No, and so this guest consciousness is a very easy and a very useful practice to uproot body consciousness, to uproot Ravan and Maya within us, to always remember that the invisible experiencer, the soul, is a traveler, is a guest, even in this body. This body doesn't belong to me. Body is a gift from nature to use for a temporary period of time according to the laws of nature. This body should be used. Situations and interactions are like a gift, extra gift, but they're not mine. This body is not mine, so surely nobody else ever can be truly mine. And so this whole idea of mine and getting attached and then identifying, it completely appears silly when there is the awareness, the realization of guest. And so just for a few moments, try and grasp this concept in depth. And use the eye of the mind to perceive invisible star who is located behind the eyes, looking through the windows of the eyes, listening through the ears. Tiny, invisible, living star, a godlike being who has come from another dimension. Into this physical world, into this body. Tiny living star, a being of consciousness, a subtle being, a refined being, a being of light, divine in nature, an alaukik being. And this being operates the body, is a guest in this body, a guest in this physical world. And the guest has a home beyond. Guest has a family beyond, a family of living, benevolent beings of light, immortal beings, stars. And so the true self, the real self, is this invisible, unearthly living star, temporarily visiting the physical world, temporarily a guest in this body. And just for a few moments, hold this in the mind. Use that refined intellect to hold these kinds of thoughts in the mind and see the truth of this. See the reality of the real self as a guest. A timeless being of light. Eternal, immortal, godlike being of light. A being of consciousness. An experiencer who is also like a traveler through time, through space. This is the real self. An accurate remembrance is to see this perspective of a guest and to operate from that perspective. A guest doesn't own anything, even this body. It's not mine. Nature has given it as a gift. For a guest on the visit, everything is an extra gift. Guest has his home, has his family, has his parents. He's just here visiting. doesn't need anything from this place, just visiting, silently observing. This is the perspective of a guest. A guest doesn't get attached and doesn't say mine to the things around, because the guest knows he will go on. Doesn't clutter his mind with attachments and scenes that need to be in a certain way. No, a guest is like a traveler, moves on. Everything is an extra gift, moves on to the next scene, moves on to the next scene. No, it's on a journey. And at the end of the journey, the guest goes back home. Visitor, traveler, guest. All of these are aspects of that soul conscious state of mind. Accurate remembrance. One way to experience that is to have those feelings of a guest. A guest is cheered by everything. Everything is like a new experience. Everything is an extra experience. Everything is like a gift. So a guest has like a feeling of subtle gratitude, but doesn't get into the bondage of anything. Doesn't get into the expectations or desires of anything. The guest accepts things are the way they are, and he knows he has his own home, and he knows at the end of the visit he will just go home again. When Baba comes into the body of Brahma, Bab Dada comes into the body of Dadi Gulzar, when Baba visits the physical world, he has that attitude of guest. He holds that soul conscious state in a natural way, because he naturally experiences the self as a guest. And so this is a very nice practice. Play with this over a longer period of time. Consciousness of a guest, consciousness of an invisible traveler through time and space, an invisible observer of this drama of human puppets. But the guest stays free, a traveler stays free. He is cheered by the scenes that are passing by, but he doesn't get trapped into I and mine, attachments, identifying an ego, free to experience the next scene, free to move on. Doesn't hold on to the past either. And also free to go home, to leave the whole drama behind. And so let us experiment for a few minutes with this aspect of soul consciousness. So in a second, shift the attention away from the external whilst accepting the drama as it is, whilst accepting the body as it is, attention is withdrawn. And the awareness that there is one who is experiencing this body as if emerges. More that attention becomes inwardly oriented, it is clear that there is a invisible experiencer, like a presence, a living, invisible presence in the body, behind the eyes. And in the mind, we hold that image of a tiny star, living being of light, to indicate this invisible experiencer, the soul, who is a guest in this body. A guest in this world. And take a few minutes to reflect on this word guest. A guest is involved, whilst at the same time free. A guest can be experiencing everything, can be involved in everything, interact with anyone, but at the same time, being a visitor means one is free, free to go anytime. Reminding the self that the living star, the real self, is a guest in the place, a guest in this body, a guest in this room, and a guest owns nothing. Even this body is not owned by the soul. And this is good. To own nothing means we cannot lose anything ever. And this is a very different attitude, very different feeling compared to one who thinks he's owner. Owner always has a certain sense of anxiety or insecurity, of loss. A guest is free to enjoy, free to explore, and free to go. Doesn't own anything. It's free from worry, free from anxiety, can't lose anything ever. And so in this waking stage, this awareness, there is a feeling of lightness of a guest, the freedom of a guest, the security, absolutely safe. Just visiting this tiny living star is immortal, is eternal, cannot ever die, and has an eternal home beyond, eternal parent, eternal family of souls. Can't lose anything ever. And on top of that, there is this extra drama as a visit. Nice holiday place. Tiny star is a guest on this planet, not owning anything, not owning anyone, and so one can never truly lose anyone. While holding these thoughts in the mind, gently allow the experience of this lightness and this freedom to emerge in the mind. And experience that sense of complete liberation. Every moment is a gift. Every interaction is a gift. And with the eye of the mind, this guest is perceived in the image of this tiny star. Living star, who is like a traveler, aware of a much longer journey. This invisible living star is the real self. Soul is a guest. And whilst going through the rest of the journey, involving in everyday activity, this guest consciousness helps one to stay awake, to the bigger truth. This guest consciousness helps one to stay connected to the Supreme Home and to the Supreme Father. This guest consciousness helps to stay connected to that eternal and imperishable spiritual existence as a soul. Om Shanti.